This is Liz Lavender interviewing Adam Cubley.
I went to Aberystwyth and did geology for 3 years.
That's right, because we used to talk about geology. Yeah.
But all the time I was there, I worked at the art centre, just, you know, pushing flight cases and earning a bit of money, and then finished my degree and was like, well, I could go and work for an oil company, or I could just keep doing this. So I went travelling for a bit and worked for the Fringe Festival in San Francisco, and then the Fringe Festival in Adelaide, and did shows out there and got a little bit interested in circus and dance and that kind of festival scene. And then, yeah, came back and was looking for an opportunity to do more of that here. And, yeah, found a little blue tent.
Then there was Ali with a magic wand.
And there was Ali going, oh, yeah, we could use you. We could use you.
Yeah.
Because Dennis was busy with his stereophonic circus.
Yeah.
So they needed a production electrician. Ali did the arts admin course at Welsh College with my friend David Wilson. So when the British Juggling Convention was in Cardiff, Ali phoned Dave and said, do you know any useful people that could help with the setup and run the site and all the rest of it? Because it was in a playing fields somewhere out near Lequit, I think. So Dave phoned all his mates from uni who were interested in juggling and festivals, which was me and Pete and Muck and Little Dan, a few other people that had just moved to Cardiff. And we did all the fun jobs. We did all the fencing and all the toilets. And because, you know, free ticket, wasn't it? It's free ticket.
Free ticket. Were you paid for doing the fencing, the toilets?
No, God, no. Properly blagged. Blagged by Dave, and Dave was blagged by Ali. But they needed a hand putting up the blue tent. So I helped with that and thoroughly enjoyed myself. And on the blue tent, all the main guy ropes used to have strings of bulbs on them. They had these festoon lights on them. And Dennis had put them on back to front. So when they went up to plug them all in, so they sort of linked together and all paired at the top, he just had like two sockets or two plugs to get together. And he was like, oh, well, I can't be bothered with that. So we had to... So you had to remake the ends so that you could plug the festoon in. And I was like, oh, well, I'll do it. That looks quite fun up there. I'll do that. I've got some screwdrivers in my car. Do I need a harness or anything? No, on you go. On you go. So I went up and did that, thoroughly enjoying myself. And then they used all of their lights in the blue tent for the Renegade stage, as was the way for juggling conventions. But then there was a beer tent where there was a band stage. And the Top Cats were playing, I think, as I recall. But they didn't have any distro, any lights or anything for this crappy white marquee that was the beer tent. So I phoned a couple of my friends and got some stands and some park ends and lit the beer tent and had a jolly time doing lights for the Top Cats while Dennis did the lights in the blue tent. And then on the loadout, Ali was like, oh, you're quite a useful chap. You seem to have solved lots of problems I didn't know existed. Do you want to come and do the European juggling convention in Rotterdam? That was like in 2 weeks' time. And I was like, Yeah, I'm not doing anything else. I just finished uni, just come back from travelling. Yeah, I'd love to come and do a big juggling festival in Holland. That sounds wicked. So did that and then met everybody and met Zoe and Tom and Gav, and Dennis kind of showed me how the fit up for the blue tent worked and how all that ran and how you got up in the roof. And yeah, we just had a jolly time in Holland. So I did a few jobs that summer, odd jobs with the blue tent. And then, yeah, Ali phoned me up about Christmas time because she had a tour with the Psy Circus that they needed a technician for, with Gaz's show. Mm. So she phoned me up and said, did I fancy doing that for the summer? So we did the Psy Circus tour 2002, and then came off that. So yeah, so that finished just in time for the first Immortal in the Silver Tent, which was the end of that summer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I finished that tour and then was straight into that.
The professional Immortal tour that was, wasn't it?
Well, so the, before the tour, there was the one in Cooper's Field.
So who was on the Psy Circus tour? Remind us.
So Paddy was the site manager, mechanic, but also in the show. Gaz was, yeah, producer, maker, designer, builder. Dennis and Ree helped us set it up in Bridgend, but they didn't come on tour. So Peter did the music. Richard and Nikki did their acrobalance. Jenny did her swing and trapeze. Jonathan did cordelies. And Dan did his hat juggling.
That's right, there's Dan.
That was
that
Dan's
well.
first job.
And it was it?
Yeah, yeah, first proper job. And he lived in Ali's Dodge.
That's right.
With his decks.
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah, with his decks. Oh, that's
and Michaela and the kids came.
Yeah.
And Hazel and Ruby were there for a little bit. And I didn't have a vehicle, so I lived in the blue Mercedes. So the pink Mercedes, we painted blue for that tour. So we painted the two generators.
Yeah.
And that the big Mercedes.
Can you repeat that?
We painted because blue.
Because everything was painted pink, wasn't it, generally?
Yeah. And then it was four tracks of blue. So we were in a field in Pencoed in Bridgend. In bloody February. And I borrowed a caravan. And yeah, I didn't have a truck to live in. So I lived in the Mercedes. So when it was full of stuff, I didn't have anywhere to live. So I'd unload it and then I'd have an empty box to sleep in. And then when we loaded all the lights and PA, I didn't have anywhere to sleep.
Was it brand new at that point?
No, God no. No.
Then you got this on Treasure Island.
Yeah, that was before my time.
You bought it on Treasure Island.
So, yeah, it was bright pink and used to tow two pink generators.
That's right. I can remember that. I've towed the generators in that track. But I think we need to do a little subplot about who's lived in the Mercedes now.
Well, that's why it had four silver stars, because Ali's Dodge had three silver stars and Dan was living in Ali's Dodge. And there was no way Dan was having more stars on his truck than me, so I put four stars on the Mercedes. Well, it was the first proper job, proper tour I'd ever done. And so it seems now so far removed from what the circus does now. Because we were a proper little family. There were, I don't know, 12, 15 of us. And, you know, Peter's wife, Michaela, cooked us all dinner and we all ate together and we all, you know, it was a proper little family.
Mm.
And whenever anybody was off-site, you knew. So, you know, oh, where's John? No, he's just popped to the shop. And you knew where everybody was all the time. And we went to some lovely places. We went to Acton Scott Working Farm Museum near Malvern. And we went to Newton Abbott. And when I go and visit Ellie's family now, we drive past the school where I was. We went to Ambleside and it pissed it down. We went to... remember.
Well, you said Bath. You come to Bath. You went to. Where else did you say you went to?
Yeah, Newton Abbott down in Devon. There was one off the M25. We went to Glastonbury, but then there was another one. We drove round London to get to it because I used to drive with the kids in Peter's Mercedes. He had this like ridiculous Russian mafia stretched limo.
Oh, yeah.
Like an ambassador's car. Do you remember? That was an automatic that towed this tiny little blim caravan. So it was me and Hazel.
We had a picture of that.
And all of Peter's kids. So, yeah, Winston, Valentine, Charlie when he was with us, and Bella when she was tiny. So we were like, yeah, it was like the Wacky Races. Just me and the kids. I was only like 21. And I was driving this Massive automatic car.
So then you ended up on that tour at Cardiff Castle for the children's festival, maybe.
Yeah. And we totally blagged them. We said, as we had to be security for the tent, and we couldn't leave the tent. It was part of our insurance, and they were like, "Well, you can't stay in the castle because we can't give you keys to the castle." And we were like, "Well, we have to stay with the tent." And the caretakers said, "Oh, well, we'll just lock you in then." And we were like, "Well, okay." So we had the most amazing weekend locked in Cardiff Castle. Just
how
us,
did you get out? I know Jonathan's got a story. I've got to find him about this.
It was Richard's birthday.
Mm.
So we... The back entrance goes into the park. And Richard's a big climber. And Jonathan was a Cordelis artist. So between them, they set up a climbing rope to abseil down. And a... proper Cordelis cotton climb-up rope to get back in.
Yeah.
So we went out to town for Richard's birthday and came back and stormed the battlements of Cardiff Castle at 3 a.m.
You all finished and everything had to come into the...
So, yeah, so they needed all the kit. So they needed the desk and the dimmers and all the other stuff.
And we had loads of stuff at that point. Everything was being... That was the time when we got... The grant,
yeah,
got the tent. So there was lots of lights and leads. So there were
three shipping containers of stuff, like drums of cable and ends and moving lights that all needed building and, you know, they needed an asset number and plugs on and hooks on. So yeah, so we would build it and then it would go straight out the door and into the roof, ready for the show. Yeah, it was crazy.
I remember that.
Yeah,
working from two porter cabins, and as you say, it was you and.
Have
heard Paul McGuinness.
Howie Sight managed the whole thing.
Howie was there next to me.
Yeah. So Tim was on Sight Circus as well. Tim was like the manager.
Yeah.
Then we were into Immortal the Tour with Forenza's show Immortal.
Yeah. So that show
so that
got made
so
into that, a professional
that,
show.
Yeah. So that was there a year in between or was it back to back? I can't remember. I'd have to look at the thing. But yeah, so the first one was 2002. And then, yeah. So the first, it was straight into the door. So in Ynys Anhadedd Park in Pontypridd, we put the tent up, and then with Spike, we built an amazing set of big mesh spiral staircases and revolving stages, and yeah.
So that was Spike who massive. Built
so he
all of that.
He was yeah he was the kind of designer builder
for that
immortal. Engineer for that. For that set, yeah. So redid the drawings and then Spike built it and then we helped as much as we could. And that was when Annetta started as well.
Yeah,
so she came as a sound engineer.
That was back to back. I remember Annetta coming.
So, yeah, I was kind of production electrics, I suppose. So I was doing site power and rigging all the lights, but there was a lighting designer and a board up.
Dave Jones.
Oh, I can't remember his name. No, Haluk was the board op.
Yeah.
Lovely Turkish Haluk.
Yeah.
Alice's fella. He was amazing. Who's Richard Jones? Yes, yeah, Richard Jones, because there's two Richard Jones. There's another one in Ireland. Robert Jones. I don't know.
Robert, it was Robert Jones. I can picture him now.
Yeah.
He was tall with glasses and short fair hair.
Exactly. And like a proper designer.
Sean and him had a little thing.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
But like a proper designer, turned up late with a cup of coffee, expecting it all to be done. But the show wasn't built. So, you know, Barnes was putting pulleys everywhere. I didn't have any room to put any lights.
What shows have you worked on?
So I did all of the Immortals, basically. So there was Immortal 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So,
I did all of them, production electrician for all of them. And then gradually they sacked off the designer and the board op and it was just me. So I would rig it, design it with Forenza and then take it on tour and operate the shows myself. I loved it.
Did you get a wage increase at that point?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. I think I did. I think I got a wage increase when Helen realised I was getting paid less than everybody else. And went and punched Tom in the arm and said, hang on a minute, why is Adam getting paid less than everybody else?
Oh, and Tom sort of said, notice of these things.
Tom sort of said, well, he didn't ask. No, because Spike left half. Spike was production manager, and he left halfway through. And Tom was like, "Well, do you, you know his job, you know your job. Why don't you just do it?" I'm like, all right, I'll just do it because we were halfway through the tour, and you know it was running itself by then.
I can remember Spike leaving. Where
in Colwyn Bay? It was all a bit of a drama, but it was fine. Like everything, everybody knew their jobs, and we just ran it as it was. And I think I got a little bit more money for that. But the tour before, we were just chatting in the pub and Helen was like, how much are you on? And I said, and she was like, I'm on, what? How are you getting less than me? But I never knew because I was just happy to be there.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me to ask how much everybody else was getting.
So you did all of the Immortals.
Yeah.
Then did you, there was Taboo.
There was Taboo. So I designed Taboo. But see, this is where I need the timeline because I'm a bit foggy because there was a lovely girl called May who took over from me.
Yeah.
And then she broke her ankle, so she couldn't do most of the tour.
That was when Chris was on tour and that was after I left. So
Yeah. Because you say, you know...
Where were you born?
Swansea. So my family are still there, my mum and my sister there. My family and my sister. And my girlfriend was here in Cardiff.
She was great on tour, wasn't she, when she used to come?
She's wicked. Yeah, she used to come visit everywhere.
Yeah.
But she got a bit fed up with me being away.
Yeah.
And I got a bit fed up. As soon as that bit in your brain kind of goes, actually, I'd rather be somewhere else, it's really hard to shake it.
Mm. So where do you go?
Because it's such hard work being on tour.
It is.
You have to really love it. You have to really put your heart and soul into it. And as soon as there's a little bit of doubt, there's a little bit of, actually, no, I'd rather be working for them, or I'd rather be home, or I'd rather be, you know, doing something else, then it...
I'd like to do X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, more production work.
You can't really do
different shows, do like, you know, do lighting. Well, the nice thing about doing lighting is that it's everybody needs lights. So you do fashion shows, you do school shows, you do children's puppet shows, you do circus, dance. You get to do all of it. And I wasn't. I was doing an awful lot of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I got a bit bored, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't exciting anymore.
And also, you I got were quite good on a path as well. You might as well go and find out about other things. So tell me what you did after.
So afterwards, I worked for a lighting hire company called T&M Technical Services that were some very old friends of mine, Tom and Mark Satchel, Badger and Tom. I used to live in Badger's house. You remember Badger?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to live in his, when I wasn't on tour, I would live in Badger's house, and whenever my rent was due, he'd say, come on, and he'd take me on a job, and I'd work for him for 4 days, and that would pay my rent till he asked me again.